The scripture that revolves around the songs that you'll hear and the words that will be spoken come from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19 and 20. So Paul writes, "Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Speak to each other with psalms and hymns and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make melody in your heart to the Lord. This is the word of God given to you, the children of God." So what in the world is a hymn or a spiritual song? But a song not sung necessarily about God, but to God and for God. Paul turns our head to an image which Soren Kierkegaard helps to frame into words. At first glance, worship, most would say, the congregation is the audience, and pastors and music leaders, they're sort of the actors on the stage. And then you hope against hope that God is somewhere in the midst of this, prompting a line once in a while. What an ugly and weird way to look at worship. People then become the audience and critics. They go to breakfast or lunch and say, the pastor's an oddball and talks too much, and the music wasn't my favorite, and the criticisms or the compliments go on. But what if worship were not this way at all? What if worship was to God and for God? What if you yourselves, this is the stage out here, and you are the actors, and God waits, hopefully, expectantly, humbly, sweetly, to hear you in your heart, through your voice, and maybe from your hands, express something back to him like, oh God, if this be true, you would be everything to me. What if you are the audience and that's the stage? I'm sorry, what if God is the audience and this is the stage and you are the actors? And maybe we might be the prompters of sorts. I went to a play at the school not too terribly long ago, and there were these kids doing this play, and one little girl knew everyone's line on the stage. There were two boys that were struggling, and they would have these awkward silences until the girl next to them would mumble, and then they would say their lines. That's just how it works. This little girl had it all together. She, in my mind, would be like the worship leader, or maybe the Apostle Paul, who whispers, God's waiting, God's watching, God's here, God is expectant. In this model, you are in the drama. You are the tender ones who sometimes forget your lines and need songs, spiritual songs, and even dull pastors to remind you every once in a while of the line that was written for you and your life. So now, in this moment, as you hear these songs and these words, don't just receive them, but turn them into worship and praise. Offer them back as you consider the miracle of being imperfect and limited, and yet God's mercy is more. Draw your attention to the one who could love you and remember no wrong for that which has done. This one who is all-knowing could not count sums, but throws into the sea without bottom or shore our sins, which are many, but his mercy is more. Now, just for a moment, you are on the stage and you hear and transmit and give back to God with thanks and hope. His mercy is more. Paul is that kid on the stage who's memorized the lines. He is. He prompts us now as actors in the drama of our own lives, sing these songs to each other and remind each other of the character and nature of God. Sing these songs to God himself and allow your hearts to be aligned to him. How, you wonder, he encourages the church, sing and make melody and speak with these spiritual songs and hymns. Melody is easier than harmony. You don't have to blend voices. You don't have to figure out different parts. You just find the most memorable aspect of the song and you burn it into your head until it becomes a part of you, and then you sing it like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star or something like that. You know the melody. You could do it. Now this is the melody, that if Jesus is with us, then nothing else matters. This is the melody. If Jesus is not with us, then nothing else matters. This is the melody. Life is about responding to the love of Christ. Christ before you and behind you. Christ above you and beneath you. Christ within you and outside of you. Christ to your right and left. Your future and your past. This is the melody of our whole lives. Sing, Paul says on your stage. Sing with all your heart, rejoice. He is with us. Christ is with us.
Come now, font of every blessing, to my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me song, O Lord, your sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love.
So Paul, this kid on the stage who memorizes the lines and prompts those of you who would act, he encourages us to worship and forget about ourselves but for a moment and speak these things to God himself. Our hearts become calibrated and renewed. Something in the center of us is realigned. Something becomes restored to our true self and our real calling. Worship tends to get our minds off of ourselves and on to God. And Paul knows this, that worship changes the worshiper into the image of the one who is worshiped. Over time, we start to shift and become more like him who receives our praises. To Almighty God, this fierce and wild and freeing new life becomes ours. We gather now to hear these prompts, to become the actors on the stage of our life, and to acknowledge God as the only audience worth pleasing. The songs to our Lord of a wondrous story, hymns or spiritual songs that crown him King of Glory, and at his feet one day we will fall and crown him Lord, Lord of all. So now transfix yourself on the one who comes to bless you with his own gentleness, to the one who comes to heal you in your own sick and sorrowing. Be mesmerized by the one who stands and weeps at the grave where Lazarus sleeps, yet spellbound for the one who triumphantly raises any who might dare to put their trust in him. Hear now, people of God, upon your stage, and play with all your heart.
Deep distress, fasting in the cold.
Paul's that kid at the play who prompt us to erupt along with God's people unashamedly of the songs that point us to sing to God. Along every whistle stop in the Roman Empire, Paul would gather people and they would begin to sing these songs, and worship would become a natural response of the gratitude they would have for a God who would come for them, die for them, and be raised for them. They followed in the footsteps of Abraham, who worshiped God as he was brought to a new and spacious place. He worshiped along in the footsteps of people like David, who worshiped when he was delivered from his fears. So now, along with these, we will be those kids who had forgotten our lines. I have been that child myself who hears these words and are prompted to offer love and praise back to the one who is the center of the universe and the center of my life. May worship become our response in life, so that whether we're in this building or out at school or work or play, we find ourselves as actors offering to an audience of one who makes our lives worth living. May this be our tribute. May the legacy of his love be in our footsteps for others to hear and sing these songs of hope.
To God be the glory, to God.